All right, now let's find something you could, here's another little change here, something you could own somewhere in the universe, something, an old bent pin or something, something you could own somewhere in the universe. Absolutely sure you could own this thing. Now let's see if there is such a thing, something that you yourself could own. Let's find something and then some more. But let's find one for sure. Now let's find something you could own that it wouldn't matter if somebody else also owned it. And then some more, but get that one for sure. You could own this, but it'd be all right if somebody else owned it too. Now let's find some more things you could own, just anything you could own. Old gravel or the ghost of a goat or something. Something you're real sure you could own, and then some more things. I don't care how shadowy it is or whether it's just a picture of the thing. I don't care how far south you have to go, but let's find something for sure you could own. And then some more things. Now, let's be real overt about this one, and let's find out some kind of a picture or mock-up or idea which you own because you can't have the real thing. And find some more, but get that one for sure. Got some? Some things you own in mock-up because you can't have the real? Now let's just change our minds about having the real thing. You do that? Do you still need the mock-up? Okay, now let's find a problem which you own because you can't have the solution. One of those you mocked up a while ago that stumped you would be good enough. And something else now that you own in mock-up because you can't have the real thing. To see if you have such a picture or an idea or energy mass. find some more of them. Well, okay. Okay, well, that's trying your brains hard enough here for the moment. So let's find the two back anchor points of the room and hold on to them and sit there and don't think for a moment. Isn't that a relief? Let's sit there, don't think for a moment. Okay, let go. Find the floor beneath your feet.